supposed to do. But we see the materialistic society is mostly based on temporary talks, gramya katha. And in the Vedic literatures, this village people are considered not very intelligent, because they say people in the village talk about materialistic subject matters. Of course, it is not always so. There may be in a city, there may be devotees living in temples, and they may talk about Krishna Katha. But sometimes we say Gramya Katha, we say village talk, and these are mostly mundane subject matters which not really describe the soul and describe the relationship about with Krishna and devotional service. Sotavini Radenda Nenam Santi Sahasrasa. Sahasa means thousands. There are thousands of subjects and matters. Everybody is all the time talking on the radio or on the internet or in a cafe or on the work. We only talk about making money and all kinds of sense gratificatory subject matters. Sodavadini Rajenda Nenam Santisa Hasasa Apashyatam Atma Tatvam. Dat komt, or it's because Apashyatam. They do not see Atma Tatva. They are not interested to see the truth. The Tatva means truth. That's why, like we have the Pancha Tatva, this is the five truths. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Gadara from the Advaita Acharya, Siva Astaku. So there's a tattvas. So they don't see the tattva of the Atma. And that is the problem of the human society. That they can very elaborately describe, or not elaborately, but like tirelessly describe about some workings, material workings. And actually, they cannot fully describe this material world, because Srila Prabhupada already said that a scientist is not able to create a blade of grass. Scientists cannot create a blade of just a grass plant, one blade of grass which grows. It's not possible. But still, they want to deny the existence of God, because God did not only create one blade of grass, he created millions and trillions of blades of grass, but only other trees and bodies. Yalaja Navalaksani, he created Navalaksana, he created 900,000 Jalaja, aquatics. Stavra Laksa Vimsati, and he created Stavra. Actually, Stavra means to stand. That's the root word, Stavra. Stavra Laksa Vimsati. Laksa Vimsati, 20 lakhs, that is 2 million kinds of trees. Stava Laksa Vimsati, and Rudra Kimayo Sankhyaka, 11 lakhs of reptiles and insects, all kinds of bodies. And Paksinam Dasa Laksanam, and 10 lakhs is 1 million birds. So, Trimso Laksani Pasava, and he created 30 lakhs of kinds of animal bodies, with Chatur Lakshani Manusa, and Chatur 4 lakhs, this 4 times 100,000, 400,000 species of human bodies. So there are so many human bodies, but the scientists cannot create even one plant, and the most simple plant is probably a grass. But still, they want to deny the existence of God. So this is a demoniac mentality, to deny the existence of God while you have no other explanation why a blade of grass grows, and not only that, but all these bodies and all these universes. And there are trillions of universes. Ekam Sena Sito Jagat. Krishna explains to Arjuna that this universe and all these universes are just created by one very small fragment of his powers. Parashya Shakti Vividaiva Suyate. As these shaktis, these powers of Krishna, they go automatically. Just like in the Bible it says that Krishna, God wanted to have light and there was light. Of course, you know, we want light, we switch on the light and there's also light. But there's a lot of workings before. And somebody has to build these cables and build this house and buy a lamp or something. So it's not that we say light, there's light. But if Krishna wants something, then it immediately goes through his shaktis. Parasya shakti vividaiva suyate sabhaviki jnana bala kriyata. Sabhaviki, so it goes automatically. Jnana bala kriyata. So Prabhupada says that the less intelligence are trying to remain within this material world. So actually it says Yashatma Buddhi Konape Tridatuke. That Yashatma Ashe, those Yasha, those who think that the Atma is this body, human body or animal body or whatever body, Yashatma Buddhi Konape Tridatuke. This is existing of three dhatus, bile, air, and mucus, and bones, and stool, and everything, urine, and all kinds of substances. If you think that that is the self, that is not the fact. Jatma buddhi kunape tridhatu ke sadi. And you think that this is my wife, and she has to listen to me, and she has to do all kinds of things for me, and she has to gratify my senses. Sadi kala tradusu, and that is offspring, the children are also my servants and they have to take care of me. Sadi kalatrausu boma ijadi. And if you think that this land which you took birth is very worshipful and you have to sign in on the army and go to Afghanistan and ride on a bombing, that's not very intelligent. Yasatma buddhi kunapeti datu ke sadi kalatrarusu boma ijadi yatirta buddhi salenene karishit. And if you go to a holy place just to go to the Loi Bazaar but not go to the Srimad Bhagavatam class, that's also not very intelligent. And even Jajamuna, I heard, is not really Jajamuna, it's a little bit polluted. But of course, Jajamuna is spiritual, so there will always be the Jamuna in the Vrindavan, but still, there are some issues being raised. But if you take Bhav and Jamuna, but you don't go to Srimad Bhagavatam class, that is not very intelligent. Janesu abhigyesu, those who have gyan, tat firim, those who have this knowledge. And if you don't associate with those who have knowledge, sa eva gokara, then you are a go, you are like a cow, or kara, like ass. And Prabhupada actually say that we, as a Hare Krishna movement, have a very thankless task. Because we have to tell everybody they're like animals. And it's not really nice to say it to people. And of course, if you are like a conversation, you don't say that you are like an ass or an animal or a cow. But the fact is that we have to state that those who identify with the body and do not identify with the spirit soul are not even human beings. Because they are not counted among the human beings. Because human being is not really about having a human body. Human being is about behaving in a human way, behaving towards the goal of self-realization. So, and these persons, they want to go to higher planets. Just like somebody says, you won't go to the moon or to Mars, or what's in the Vedic, science is much more sophisticated. Yanti deva vada devan pitin yanti pitin vrataha bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhya yinopimam. So Krishna says yanti deva vada devan, those who worship the demigods, yanti deva vada devan, they will go to the planets of the demigods. It's like the moon. The moon is an heavenly planet, and also all the stars. Like in Holland we don't see the stars because there are light pollution. But if you go to like a village, then you will see all the stars. And you will see all the... And these are all planets of demigods. And every demigod has his own planet. And Saptarishis have their own planet. And Dhruva Maharaj. So you can go there. Yanti Deva Devan. Vitrinyanti Prithvi Vataha. And there is also a planet of the Pitri, of the forefathers. You can also go there if you like. Yanti Deva, Padani Vitrinyanti Prithvi Vataha. Bhutani Yanti Bhuteja. And you can also go to the planets of the ghosts and spirits, if you like. Majajino Ki Yanti Mam. But Krishna said, if you worship me, you will go to my planet, Goloka Vrindavan. And that's actually what should be our goal. We should not be staying in this material universe and be subject to birth and death. Jamma mrityu jara vyadi dukha dosha nirashanam. So at the daytime, we are very active. Just like in the day, diva charte haya rajan kutumba baranenava. In the daytime, we work mostly. Charta, artha. We want artha. Artha, kama, and moksha. We want to have riches. We want to have money. Diva, charta. The day is mostly, of course, some people work at night also. I mean, some workaholics. But normally, people, the Vedic way is to work in the day. Diva, charta, haya, rajan. Kutumba, maraneneva. And kutumba, maraneneva. And if you have the money, of course, you go to the shopping mall or to the market to spend your money. Because the nice thing of money, you can spend it faster than you can earn it. So, bhutva praliyate. So, actually, the living entities takes birth in this material world and die also. And at the end of the creation, then all activity will stop. Because this is like one of the topics of the Bhagavad Gita is that time, eternal time, is working in this universe, and it means that this universe is created at one time and will be annihilated at one time, and those who are not Krishna conscious will stay in this material universe and will merge into the body of Vishnu and stay there for millions of years. And when Vishnu again, or Krishna will again want to create material universes, they will again take material bodies and will continue with their activities, whatever they may be. So in Kali Yuga it says Krite Jayato, Krite Yat Jayato Vishnu. It says that in Satya Yuga people were becoming very old, hundred thousands of years were the lifespan. Krite Yat Jayato Vishnu. And they were Jayata, they were meditating on Vishnu. Krite Yat Jayato Vishnu. Treta Yam Jayato Makai. And in Treta Yuga, they were performing sacrifices, big fire sacrifices. And they also became self-realized. Dvapare Payasayayan. And in Dvapara Yuga, they were doing archan, deity worship, kalon tat, darikita. But that goal, which was self-realization, is very easily attained in Kali Yuga by Hari Kirtan. So Prabhupada explains that in human life we can very easily become Krishna conscious by chanting the Maha Mantra, Kalo Tat Dari Kirtana. So that is actually this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to spread the holy name. And it's very easy. It's not, well, it of course, Prabhupada said it's in one sense it's easy, but it's also not easy. Because it's not very complicated. Because everybody can chant, a child can chant. But it's also not so easy, because otherwise many people would chant. I mean, we see this room is not fully filled up. So it's not so easy to sit here. It's very, very difficult. Because in Belgium there are maybe 10 million people, and in Holland maybe 17 million, or I don't know the numbers. And this is maybe, you can use two hands to count these participants in this Gita lecture. So it's very, very difficult also. And that is Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Prahlad Uvacha, Matina Krishne Parato Satova, that it is very difficult. People don't want to listen to Krishna Katha, Matina Krishne Parato. You can try to instruct them, but they don't want to listen. We have witnessed this many times, that we want to help somebody and say, what you're doing is not very wise. You should become a devotee of Krishna. But they don't listen. Parato, Svato, Fa, and Svato. And also, their own inclination is not to listen to Krishna Katha. Parato, Svato, Fa, Mito, Biba, Dieta. And also, not by combined effort, it's not possible to convince these people. Matina Krishna Prato Satova Mito Biba Dieta Griha Vritanam. Griha Vritam. And that is actually the problem. Because we are making vows. Devotees make vows. But the materialistic persons also make vows. Because they made a vow, Griha Vritanam. They made a vow that they will never leave their house. They will never leave their wife, their children, their car, their bank balance, their work, their job, their country. They have vowed that they will stay there until they die. And they are very convinced about this mentality. And you cannot convince them otherwise. Adanta Gobir Visatam Tamisram. Because Adanta Gobir, they have senses are uncontrolled. They only want sense gratificatory activities, which are not related to the soul, but only related to the material body. Adanta Gobi Visatam Tamisram. Therefore, they enter into hellish life. Adanta Gobi Visatam Tamisram Puna Punas Chavita Chavadanam. And even though Puna Puna Chavita Chavadanam, they doing the same thing every day and every year and every lifetime. They do exactly the same thing. Because we have many millions of lifetimes we have. Many births. And again, every time we take birth, we do the same thing. We cry, we want milk, we want... we have to learn to walk. How many lifetimes we learn the same things? We have to learn to speak. We have to go to school again. Nobody wants to go to school because everybody knows it's not a very nice thing to do, go to school. Because children want to play. They only want to play. They don't want to go to school because it's very troublesome. And every time and every year they do the same thing. Every day they read the same newspaper, the new news, something about politics, something about economics, something about sport, something about the weather. It's always the same thing, but it's a little bit different, 90 degrees, 20 degrees, 17 degrees. But it's basically the same news. It's not something new. So it's very boring. Puna, punas, chavita, chavana. So they're chewing the chute. But still they're not convinced to enter this building and sit and down and listen to this wonderful news from the spiritual world. Why is that? Nate vidu swarta kadem hivisnum. Nate vidu, they do not know, vidu, nate vidu swarta kadem. They do not know that the ultimate goal is not to stay in this house or to please your boss or please your wife or your children or your television or whatever. But the goal is not even to swarta katim hivisnum. But the ultimate goal is to establish a relationship with Vishnu or Krishna. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original Vishnu. Nateevdu swarta katim hivisnum. Durasaya ye by artamanina. Durasaya. Because they trying to do something which is very difficult. Because actually nobody can become happy. There is no happiness in this material world. Dukalyam ashastam. Krishna says it is very miserable and it's also temporary. Anicham asukam. That is non-permanent and non-giving happiness. Asukam. Imam prapya bajasvamam. So bajasvamam, become a devotee. So Nate vidu swatakrim hivisnum durasya ye bai artamanina. Anda yatannar upaniyamana. Well, why are they doing that? Because they are blind and they accept also blind leaders. This is like called democracy, that you have a right to vote. But you can vote on a blind leader, or you can vote on another blind leader. So actually there's no really a choice. It is only the impression that there is choice. Just like there is like some mouse walking in a cage, and he's thinking that he has so much choice, but actually he has no choice. Whatever gate he takes or whatever, that is all being designated by the maker of that cage. So there's no choice. Anda yatanda, so the blind is leading the blind, yet anda yatanda upaniyamana, te pisatantram uridamni bada, and therefore they are strongly bound by the ropes of karma bandhana, by the, they are becoming entangled in activities. Because we see in material world, if you don't follow the Vedic culture, then you will try to solve a problem by creating another problem. You try to solve mobility by creating very dangerous vehicles which create so many victims every year. It's like Russian roulette. Everybody who knows who is participating in traffic knows that such and such people won't step out of their car. But because we don't know who that person will be, we think, well, maybe probably somebody else who will get this accident, not me. But it's Russian roulette because we know that so many persons will not step out of their car alive. So that is the Ugra karma culture. So that is not very conducive to spiritual life, because Prabhupada always said we have to live very simple, but we have to think high. We have to think only about Krishna Katha. So is there no solution then? Well, Prabhupada always said that he had the solutions for everything. And many times, every day, Prabhupada used to solve problems. His disciples would bring problems, and then Prabhupada would solve them. Because devotional service has a solution for everything. So the solution is that there is only one solution for these persons, and that is that you have to associate with a pure devotee. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he was one man. Prabhupada said this movement was started single-handedly, just by one man. And now we have all over the world centers, and millions of people are practicing Krishna consciousness, and everybody knows about Hare Krishna. So they're also chanting Nama Bhat, so that's very faithful. So if there is one devotee, that person we have to take shelter of, and that is actually the only solution for these persons. They take the dust of the lotus foot of the pure devotee. Akinchanam, kinchananam na frinata yavat. As long as they do not take the lotus feet of the pure devotee, there is no way that they can understand this science. So thank you very much for your attention. Hare Krishna. If there are any comments, maybe, or questions, additions. Okay, Srila Prabhupada. Oh, yes. Well, it's not lotus dust. It is the dust of the lotus feet. But maybe it's also lotus dust. I never heard of lotus dust. But maybe you know better than me, maybe you know all these quotes. But I have never heard of lotus dust. But maybe, what did you mean then? It actually means you have to get the dust of the lotus feet, I think. Actually, it means that you have to serve a pure devotee. Because if you're not serving the pure devotee, you must be in the proximity of a pure devotee. Otherwise, you will not be able to grasp his feet or take any dust. Well, actually, it means tatvidi panipatine pariprasnena seva. You have to surrender to a spiritual master, approach him, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. That's actually what it says. Tatvigyanatam sagurum eva abhyagachet samipani srotyam brahmanistam. That you want to know this truth, tatvigyanatam sagurum, then you have to go to the guru, eva abhyagachet samipani, and you have to bring wood, samipani, for the sacrifice, because you have to take initiation, diksha, samipani, srotriyam. And why you have to take initiation? Because the spiritual master has heard from his spiritual master, in his guru parampara, srotriyam. What has he heard? He has understand Brahman, and therefore is nista. He's on the level of nista. So on a very high level, he is firmly fixed in devotional service. So that's actually what it means. Of course, you can also take it literally and take all the dust, but just taking dust may be okay, but still, you also have to serve that devotee and deserve the dust of the, and you can take and do abhishek. But mostly, when there's a Vyasapuja, people do abhishek of the feet of the guru. Actually, that means that if you do that for your guru, then you take the dust. So it implies that you're surrendered to that pure devotee. Otherwise, only taking dust, but don't follow anything, that's offense to the guru. So that won't, that won't also be a good solution. So, yeah, very nice question. It needs more elaboration and explanation. Okay. Oh, yes. Where is the water? Anandrati. Yeah. Okay. Well, we every morning that the goal is to attain Krishna prema. Because if you have prema, if you love somebody, then you can accept suffering for that person. That means love. So we are not after ananda. We Prabhupada said a pure devotee is willing to go to hell. And just like you have a lover, and you see that some kind of many women, they cut up in some sort of romantical affair, and then they are prepared to do everything for that person. Of course, that's something material, but a pure devotee, he's not praying for ananda. He's just praying for service in prema mood. And that will bring him ananda, but ananda is not the goal. Like, service is the goal in prema. Yeah, it says sarvakama, sakama, mokshakama. Many people come to Krishna. Krishna also says the distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, those who want to. There are many, but that doesn't matter. Jena tena prakarena mana Krishna nivesha. Whatever motivation you had before coming to Krishna consciousness, that's okay. That will all be solved in the process of devotional service. But so that's not really a problem. if you have ulterior motives. Prabhupada many times say that people come to Krishna consciousness with ulterior motives or hidden agendas. But anyway, Krishna is so merciful because even if you have hidden motives and perform devotional service, Krishna will take away these motives and you become pure. So this process is very strong. Oh, yes. In the fourth page. The fourth page. Okay. The fourth page or the fourth? So this is 1, 2, 3. Well, I can't see it actually, but you want to point? You know where? Okay. Okay. You want to say something? That's not recommended to focus on only Ananda. It's just you have to focus on serving, and then you will get Ananda by the service. Okay, thank you very much. Manu Prabhu? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Hare Krishna, Bhagavata Ki Jai.